NBC News Radio, I'm Chris Caraggio. President Biden's climate program could be on the chopping block as his massive spending bill remains stalled in Congress. The New York Times says the White House is reconsidering the climate agenda because of strong opposition from West Virginia's Senator Joe Manchin. Biden's climate program would replace coal-burning power plants with wind, solar, and nuclear energy, and Manchin is a Democrat from coal-rich West Virginia. Former President Bill Clinton is said to be on the mend as he remains hospitalized in California. Doctors at UC Irvine Medical Center are treating him with antibiotics for a urological infection and expect to release him soon. A Texas deputy is dead and two others are wounded in what's being called an ambush outside a bar in Houston. The three Harris County deputies were working security jobs at a bar when the shooting happened early this morning. Police say they were checking on a possible robbery outside the 45 North Bar and Lounge when they were shot from behind by a man with a rifle. A person of interest is in custody, and a manhunt is underway for the suspected gunman. Four people are hurt after an Amtrak train collided with a truck in southern Oklahoma. An Amtrak spokesperson says the train with more than 100 people on board was headed from Fort Worth to Oklahoma City when the crash happened last night. Authorities say four train passengers sustained minor injuries. The driver of the truck and his dog were shaken up but not hurt. A new study shows high levels of radioactive material landed on Ventura County neighborhoods during Southern California's massive 2018 Woolsey fire. The report, published by a team of scientists known for studying environmental disasters, says the blaze started at the contaminated Santa Susana Field Lab.
The data left very little doubt. Radioactive contamination from SSFL was spread into some of the outlying communities during the fire.
Dr. Marco Cafalton led the team of scientists, and the information is contrary to what the California State Department of Toxic Substance Control said earlier. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.